Phil Scott served 5 terms in the Vermont Senate before being elected lieutenant governor in 2010. The Republican is now seeking the state's top office. The businessman and race car driver has been campaigning for a year. When his campaign began, some thought his popularity combined with the state's tradition of flipping parties when an incumbent governor leaves office provided Scott with the overwhelming advantage. Instead, he faced a primary and a strong challenge from Democrats. Now, as Election Day looms, Scott says the goal of his campaign is making Vermont more affordable.
It's a long-term approach, and certainly we've been going in the wrong direction over the last number of years. We have a population that's stagnant. Our demographics in the 25 to 45 age group is declining. We've lost 30,000 people out of that category alone since the last census. And that's our workforce. So when we have less people there, it means fewer people buying homes, having families, utilizing services, buying products, and paying taxes. So when we don't have the revenue coming in that manner, organically, the legislature has shown that they want to have more programs, and they need to adjust their revenue sources, so they increase taxes and fees to do so. And that's had an effect on the cost of living in Vermont. We have to focus on economic development. We have to focus on trying to not increase the cost of living, but at least cap it, if not decrease it. Because if we continue down this trend, we're going to be in a downward spiral in terms of our economy. And I've been talking about the economy now for 5 or 6 years. Ever since I was first elected, I started this everyday job tour where I go out and work a day in someone else's shoes. When you're working the shoes of others, you hear and feel their pain. And you understand, they tell you the stories about what they're going through. And that's where I came to the conclusion that we have a crisis of affordability on our hands. And it's not getting any better, because once you increase the cost of living on them, and you increase the cost of living, of doing business for our entities that are here in the state, it just makes the situation worse, because they seek other opportunities. So we have to be willing to at least acknowledge that we have a problem on our hands. So that's what I'd like to do as governor. I have an economic plan that I've laid out on my website, but it's something that I think is vitally important to all of us, regardless of party, regardless of economics. We can all benefit by a thriving, more prosperous economy.
Phil Scott, there have been 2 polls as we approach Election Day. How confident are you?
The first one was done by VPR, and I was ahead by 1 point, so a statistical tie. The other was done by WCEX, and it had me 7 points ahead. And that doesn't give me the confidence to believe that I'm going to win this, but I'm confident that I have an opportunity to win. And certainly, as I travel the state and receiving the support that I have, amongst the working class. I'm a blue-collar kind of guy. I grew up in Barrie, a very, very blue-collar community, and I'm proud of those roots, but I can connect with them. And I feel that as though I have their support, I just need to get them to the polls and exercise their right.
You disavowed the presidential nominee, the GOP presidential nominee, before he even got the nomination. Has it been an issue on your campaign trail at all? Does it come up at all?
Oh, sure. It comes up almost on a daily basis. I came out early and said that I would never support him, and I haven't wavered, much to the chagrin of many others. I think you have to put principle above politics, and I think it's really, really important. And I think that having someone that can unite us is really that much more important. We're so polarized now that we need to bring people together.
At WAMC.org, you can hear interviews with Republican Phil Scott's opponents in the Vermont gubernatorial race, Liberty Union Bill Spaceman Lee and Democrat Sue Minter. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.